WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating life's ups and downs. Today, we're tackling a tough one. Grief and loss. You know, those heavy feelings that creep in when something precious, a loved one, a dream, a way of life slips away. Ever felt like the world just shifted on its axis? Like you're wading through quicksand, trying to keep your head above water. Yeah, I get it. Grief is messy, unpredictable, and can feel utterly overwhelming. But here's the thing. Managing grief isn't about pretending it doesn't exist or shoving those emotions down. It's about acknowledging their presence, understanding them, and learning to navigate through them in a way that honors your experience and allows you to heal. So, what are some practical ways to manage grief healthily? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. First off, give yourself permission to grieve. Don't judge your emotions or try to rush through them. Grief is a process, not a destination. There's no timeline for healing, so be patient with yourself. Remember, it's okay to cry, scream, journal, or just sit in silence. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions without shame or guilt. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a wound to heal overnight, would you? Grief is similar, it takes time and care. Next up, surround yourself with support. Lean on friends, family, or a therapist who can offer a listening ear, understanding words, and a safe space to share your feelings. Sometimes just knowing someone's there for you can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. It's like that scene in the movie Finding Nemo, where Dory reminds Marlin, just keep swimming. Having your support system alongside you is like having your own little Dory cheering you on. Thirdly, honor your loved one's memory in meaningful ways. This could involve creating a memorial, sharing stories, or continuing traditions that held significance for them. Remember, grief isn't just about sadness. It's also about celebrating the life and impact of the person you lost. Think of it like planting a tree in their honor, a living tribute that keeps their memory alive and growing. Now, take care of yourself. Grief can be physically and emotionally draining, so prioritize self-care practices that nourish your body and mind. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, engage in gentle exercise, and find activities that bring you joy and comfort. It's like filling up your own cup before pouring into others. Remember to take care of yourself first so you can be there for those around you. Finally, be patient with the process. Healing takes time, and there will be good days and bad days. Some days, grief might feel overwhelming, while other days you might find moments of peace and clarity. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Embrace the ups and downs, and trust that you will emerge stronger on the other side. It's like learning to ride a bike. There will be stumbles and falls, but with each attempt, you get closer to mastering it. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My grandfather passed away a few years back, and I was hit hard. One day, I was feeling particularly down, reminiscing about all the good times we shared. I remember sitting on my porch, staring out at the sunset, tears streaming down my face. Suddenly, I heard my dog barking excitedly. He ran up to me, nudged his head against my hand, and wagged his tail like crazy. In that moment, his unconditional love and joy reminded me to keep going, even amidst the sadness. Remember, grief is a deeply personal experience, and there's no right or wrong way to navigate it. Be kind to yourself, honor your feelings, seek support when needed, and trust that time will help you heal. You are not alone on this journey. And for those of you who found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any takeaways that resonated with you in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other through the highs and lows of life. Until next time, remember, keep calm, carry on, and always strive for balance.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.